What you're about to listen to has the power to completely change your life, taking you from where you might currently find yourself to where you ought to be. This is the Word of God coming to you from Christ Family Ministry.
Glorifying Jesus and God the Father in our midst today, leaving everyone with multiplied testimonies. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 48, verse 17. Now, when the word spirit-led is mentioned, there are synonyms to it. And I want us to understand the synonyms before I take off. Spirit-led, another word for it is divine guidance, to be guided by God. Another word for that is divine direction. Hallelujah. Receiving direction from God. Amen. Another synonym for that is hearing from God and following what He has said. Praise God. When you hear from God and you follow exactly what He has said, you are spirit-led. Amen. Amen. I've had many people talk about spirit-led life, and they just talk about hearing from God. Now, if you hear from God without obeying, you are not led by the Spirit. Amen. Amen. To be led means you heard, you understood, and you respond. Can we say it together? Heard, understood, and respond. Amen? Amen. Or responded. Since we are talking in past tense, we bring it to present tense. You hear, you understand, and you respond. Amen. Amen. That is what makes spirit led. If you just hear a voice or see a vision without understanding, you are not led. Amen. Amen. It has to be you hear, you understand, and respond for it to be the leading of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One of the greatest privileges we have as sons of God is to be led by God. Amen. Amen. One of the greatest privileges we have is to be led by God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because who you follow determines what follows you in this life. Do you understand? Yes, sir. Who you follow determines what follows you in this life. So if you are led by God, the things that follow God will begin to follow you. Amen. 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 If you are led by God, the things that follow God will begin to follow you in life. That means, who is my protocol? Who is attached to me? It's you. All right. Now, you follow me. Everybody watch. I am leading him now, isn't it? He's following me. So I want you to watch. Watch Solomon. Can you see Solomon? He can readily predicts his future by wherever he see me at presently. Why? Because I'm leading him. Seeing me upstage, he knows he's coming upstage. Where I stop, he stop. That means if you are led by the Spirit, you use God to predict your future. Your limit in life will be the limit of God. Hallelujah. Your limit in life will be the limit of God. Exactly where I stop, see Solomon stopping. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you know, there is a security that comes with being led. I don't know the laws exactly, but I'm just thinking now, if while I was teaching, if Solomon had left his seat on his own and come up stage here and stand here, he'd probably be punished for distraction, isn't it? But because I led him here, he celebrated for following. No need of insecurity. No fear of insecurity if you are led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. So just like Pastor was telling us, he's following again. Amen. Just like Pastor was telling us, after salvation, the most important thing for you as a believer is learning to be led by the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just learning to be led by the Spirit. Move on now. Why you are following me? You are following me. I'm facing here. Amen. Now I don't know if you see what has done to him. Just by following me, in me, level has changed from protocol to minister. Your promotion is waiting for you to be led by the Spirit. Thank you. Can I say it another way? You are one instruction away from your promotion. One instruction away from your promotion. God assured me this morning that you'll be happy you came.
Amen.
And you will tell the story of this meeting repeatedly.
Amen.
Not because it's Joshua that is talking, but because God has designed to do this in your life.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are one instruction away from your promotion. Praise God. All right, let's read the text scripture. Isaiah 48 verse 17. New King James Version. Hallelujah. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, and who leads you by the way you should go.
Amen.
Amen. Who teaches you to profit, and who leads you by the way you should go.
Amen.
That means it's not every way in life that you should go. There is a specific way you should go.
Amen.
Do you understand that? Before you came to this earth, God has mapped out the way you should go. Hello? In other words, he planned your destiny before you arrive. But you know what blesses me so much? God is not allowing you to search and locate the way you should go. Oh, you didn't get that. Amen? God did not drop you on earth and say, there's a destiny for you. Locate it and fulfill it. He knows the destiny you don't know. And he said, I will lead you.
Amen.
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 In other words, I will lead you is another way of saying, I will help you arrive at destiny.
Amen.
Kai, God loves me.
God loves me.
I say, God loves me.
God loves me.
Now, in Isaiah 48:17, God introduced himself five different ways, and each introduction had one mission: to point us towards the leading of the Spirit. I read it this morning.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
Amen.
You find out that in the Bible, you can predict what God is about to do by the way he introduces himself. Are you with me now? He said to Moses, that should be in Exodus chapter 6 thereabout. He said to Moses that I appear unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as Almighty God. But as Jehovah, I did not. Now, why? Because he was not ready to perform the function of Jehovah in their life. Is that of El Shaddai. The way God introduces himself tells you what he's about to do. Do you understand that? No. Do you? For example, let me explain to you. I am privileged to lecture in classroom. And part of the laws is when you enter a class for the first time, you introduce yourself to your students. I have never introduced myself in any class as Reverend Tendi. Am I right, sir? You were there, no? You know, I forgot that you were... when Pastor said, I said, ah, that means we are getting younger. Hallelujah. When I get to the classroom, I am there to lecture. Say, sir, can we know you? Dr. Tendi. So what do you expect from doctor? Lecture. Amen. In church, Reverend Tendi. What do you expect? Teaching. The word. Preaching. Are you with me? So based on what I am about to do, I introduce myself. Likewise, you see, in this verse, okay, I'm still in Isaiah 48:17. Thank you. In this verse, what God intends to do, the last sentence tells us what he intends to do, who teaches you to profit and who leads you by the way you should go. Amen. Now that's his aim, that you profit and you arrive at destiny. Amen. So in order to lead us, he introduced himself in this verse 5 different ways. Each of the introduction is a pointer to the spirit-led life. Say amen.
Amen.
And this morning, by the grace of God, by the time we observe each introduction, your understanding of the leading of the Spirit will take another level.
Amen.
Thank you for one amen.
Amen.
So, what are the introduction? Let's note them before we explain. Thus says the Lord. The first one is the Lord. And permit me, let's personalize it. My Lord.
My Lord.
Yes. So, first, my Lord. Then he says, your Redeemer. So, the second way God introduced himself is my Redeemer. Say, my Redeemer.
My Redeemer.
Number three, he says, the Holy One of Israel. The next way he introduced himself is as the Holy One of Joshua. Did you see Joshua there? Praise God. Amen. Now it's personalized. That's why he said Israel. The Israel God has now is me. Say amen.
Amen.
The person he's in covenant with is me. Amen. Then he says, I am the Lord your God who teaches you. Number four, he's my teacher.
Amen.
The Lord is my teacher. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Who teaches you? To profit. Then number five, he says, who leads you? He is my shepherd, my guide, or my leader. My shepherd, my guide, or my leader. Amen. Now, I'm sure you can readily relate with the last two. It's obvious. A shepherd leads, isn't it? A teacher, whatever anyone is teaching you, that is what he's leading you to become. Is that not so? Are you ready? Is that not so? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, let me give you a good introduction. It's always strong in my heart to say this. The teachings of the Spirit and the leading of the Spirit are one and the same. God does not teach us one thing and lead us to do another. Whatever God is teaching you per time, that is what he is leading you to do.
Amen.
In other words, if you ever receive any teaching from God, you have received direction from God. Amen?
Amen.
Look at Psalm 32 and verse 8. You will see it's similar to this verse. Teaches you to profit and lead you the way to go. Now see the way Psalm 32, 8 says this. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go, then I will guide you. The same way he said in Isaiah 48, I will teach you and I will guide you. Why? What he is teaching you, that is what he is leading you to become.
Amen.
Well, I'll give you a third witness, because Jesus said it, John 6, verse 44. John chapter 6 and verse 44. Alright, Jesus said, no one can come to me unless the Father who sends me does what? Draws him. To draw him is another way of saying to lead him. Do we agree? Alright, so Jesus said, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him or lead him. Let's use it that now. Leads him. And I will raise him up at the last day. So to explain this verse in verse 45, Jesus is now explaining to us the meaning of lead. He said, it is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God.
Amen.
He just said, the Father leads him, and now he says, taught by God. That means to be led by God is to be taught by God. If you got that, say louder, amen.
Amen.
To be led by God is to be taught by God. So, anytime God teaches you anything, he is leading you. So, you can determine direction by the teachings you are receiving per time. Hello? When anyone begins to teach you, you can predict what he's leading you to become. Are we right? And from the person teaching you, you can predict your future. If you are taught by a lawyer in law school, you can never become a medical doctor. If you are taught by a lawyer, you become a
lawyer.
If you are taught by a medical doctor, you become a
medical doctor.
If a native doctor meets you and say, come, I want to teach you to be a doctor. He did not lie. It's just that you can predict your destiny from the life of your teacher. He's a native doctor, so you will be a native. And if a conductor says, you've been writing jam for too long, enter this bus, I'll teach you how to be a doctor. It's not a lie. You will be a doctor, but a conductor. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? In other words, if a student is fully taught, he becomes like his teacher. I'm sure you didn't hear that. I will try it again. If a student is fully taught, he becomes like his teacher. So if God teaches you, you become like God. Correct? And we said in opening our teaching that to be led of God is the same thing as being taught of God. So God leads us to make us like himself. God leads us to make us like himself. He leads us to make us like himself. The zenith of being led by the Spirit is becoming like God. Mark chapter 1 verse 17. God leads us to make us like himself. He leads us to make us like himself. He leads us to make us. The leading of the Spirit is the making of the Spirit of God. Every time a believer says, God, make me, he's asking for God to lead him. How many of us want to be made by God? What's the way? Be led by God. Then Jesus said to them, follow me and I will make you. Did you see that? Did you see that? The climax of our Christian walk with God is to be made like him. It will amaze you. Now don't get me wrong, just listen carefully. That Jesus did not say, follow me and I will give you. He said, follow me and I will make you. Make you what? Make you become fishers of men. As of the time Jesus was saying this, there was only one fisher of men on earth. Who was that? Jesus. So when he said, follow me, I will make you fishers of men, he's saying, follow me, I will make you to become like myself. Are you getting that? Follow me and I will make you. I will make you. I will make you. Not necessarily about giving you. You know why? If you are made, you will always have. I remember, I'm laughing at myself now. I remembered when I was in primary school. One time my father counted school fees for someone to, an uncle, to go pay on my behalf. Then I said to him, Daddy, can we have a deal? He said, what is it? I said, every year you are paying so much school fees on my behalf. Year one, year two, three, four, five, six. Just give me the school fees of 2 years. I know what to do with it. And you won't have to pay the rest. He said, what will you do with 2 years school fees? I said, chocolates. Biscuits, ice cream. Then, I think the best thing I mentioned among is, I'll buy a bicycle. Then my father laughed. How many of you know it's not wrong for your children to have all those things? He laughed. He now called my mother. He said, come and hear your son. I don't know who is his father. Say, repeat what you said, then we'll give you the money now. And I repeated. My mom now took me by the ear and said, Joshua. This is how she was turning the ear. Say, don't be a fool. When you go through school, you will be made a successful person. Then every day you can be buying chocolates, bicycle, and even cars. And more than that, if they give you this money, it will finish. I needed bicycle. My father was committed to making me a graduate. Because if you are made today, I don't know, you can be buying bicycle per second. I wish you had that. If you are made, you will always have. If you are made, you will always have. So God leads us by his Spirit to make us become like himself. Now, go to Psalm 23. Amen. I know your questions will be answered this morning. Oh, I trust God. I'm in faith. Look at Psalm 23. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I'm glad he didn't stop there. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Then verse 2, he says, "He makes me." So the shepherd makes me. Oh, I wish you had that. The shepherd does what? He makes me to lie down in green pasture. How does he make me? He leads me. He makes me by leading me. He makes me by leading me. So every time you cry out, "Lord, make me a better person," he'll begin to lead you. "Lord, make me a millionaire," he'll begin to lead you. "Lord, make me a landlord," he will begin to lead you. "Lord, make me healthy," he will begin to lead you. God's way of making us is by what? Leading us. And the zenith, I don't want you to miss that, because I want to say two things that will bless you. And the zenith of being led by the Spirit is becoming exactly like God. So, wisdom key, you should never forget. The leading of the Spirit is not always a voice. And it's not always a vision. The leading of the Spirit is what? Communication from God. And there are many ways God communicates to us. He communicates both by His speaking and by His silence. Are you with me? Brother Solo, I'm on to you again. Watch me with Brother Solo. Brother Solo, come please. Thank you. Thank you. You can go back to your seat. I spoke, isn't it? And he came, isn't it? All right. Watch me again with Brother Solo. Did I speak?
No.
Did I give him direction?
Yes.
Which one of them is greater? Thank you, Kai. You have scored the next point. There is no leading of the Spirit that is inferior to another. Shake. The primary way. Now, when we say primary way, it means the common, the most frequent way God leads us is called inward witness. Romans chapter 8, I have to read this, verse 14, quickly. Some people are looking at me like, start talking now, what are you doing? Okay, now. I will soon close. Amen. I've met a pastor that tells me that he's disappointed at my teaching on the leading of the Spirit. I say, "Really? Why?" "So you make it look too simple. How we go chop market if everybody understand God like this?" There is nothing God gives you so that you will use to oppress or intimidate another. Nothing. The gift of God is to help others. Now, so verse 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? The sons of God." Now, how does he lead us? Look at verse 16 quickly. The commonness that you will see always. He said, "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." So see, the most frequent, predominant way he leads us is the inward witness. And the inward witness is not a voice. It's not a vision. Permit me to use a description. is what? Signals from God. God communicating to us from His silence. Hallelujah. From His silence. So you can be seated with someone and say, God just told me something. Say, no. He didn't say anything. From His silence, you read something. How many of you know if husband and wife are seated and you are seated with them, they could say something and be laughing and you have heard nothing? Are you with me now? I like this example very well. Several years ago, I think it's like 2 years after our wedding, I was visiting a couple, a family. Nice couple. After greeting, the man winked twice. So when he did, I noticed his wife left the sitting room and she came back with pepper soup and a bottle of malt. Now, the man married a woman from a different tribe as him, just like myself, amen. So I understand English and Hausa. There's no way he would talk and I wouldn't know what he's saying. So he winked. She brought maltina and pepper soup. So I said, okay. I went back home the following day. I looked at my wife and I winked twice. She said, is your eye paining you? What was understood by the man's wife as maltina and pepper soup, my wife is thinking is eye drop so that the pharmacist will show up. Now, how many of you think from the first day the man met his wife, once he winked twice, she bring pepper soup? By reason of fellowship. Ah, I've said something. I wish they had. By reason of fellowship, she has come to understand that wink once, pepper soup twice, pepper soup and malt. And yet it wasn't applicable here. So you want to learn this. The leading of the Spirit, listen now, the leading of the Spirit, especially through the inward witness, is not a formula you learn. It's a sensitivity you develop in the place of fellowship. It's a sensitivity you develop in the place of fellowship. So if you are serious about direction, spend time fellowshipping with God. Now let me do something else before I continue. Please, if you're a pastor, don't respond to this test I'm about to do. Please, to members. How many of us sincerely want to be taught how to know the voice of God? Raise your hand up. Want to be taught how to know the voice of God? Thank you. God bless you. Drop your hands. I ask again. Any of you that raise your hand, your father or your mother taught you how to know your father's voice, biological? Did anybody teach you that? And yet you want somebody to teach you the voice of your heavenly father? Now, listen, get my introduction very well. The voice of God is not a series of formula you learn after 2 days seminar. It's a sensitivity you develop in fellowship. You know your father's voice. How? By reason of fellowship. So how do you know the voice of God too? By reason of fellowship. In seminars like this, all we are permitted to do is to give you a guide, a clue. But knowing the voice of God is about fellowship. If you are not in fellowship, you will not know His voice. If you want to know His voice, you have to fellowship with Him. One amen in the house.
Amen.
A second amen in the house.
Amen.
Okay, let me follow my heart. Let me go to where I'm going, then I'll come back to where I was. 1 Samuel chapter 3, please. Verse 1. Now, the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. Let's move on. No slowing down this morning. Amen. And it came to pass that at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and before his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, yes, and before the Lamb of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel. Oh, praise God. I'm getting blessed already. The Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here I am." So he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." And he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. Can I talk to you? Was it only Samuel and Eli that were in that house? At least you know the two sons of Eli were there. And the other sons of the prophets. How come when God called, Samuel did not go to anybody in the house, but he went to his mentor? Tell your neighbor, Selah. Why didn't he go to anyone? I haven't called once. Eli say, "I didn't call you. The next time, I expect him to go to another uncle." Uncle, now you call me. No. It's just his mentor he was going to. You know why? The voice of God sounded to him like the voice of his mentor.
Amen.
They didn't get that. You have to get it. The voice of God sounded to him like the voice of his mentor. What is the wisdom here? If you listen to your mentor long enough, you will discern the voice of God. Now, what will your mentor do? He will teach you the word of God. And that will position you to know the voice of God. He will teach you the word of God. And that will position you to know the voice of God. Look at verse 1 again. Look at verse 1 where we read. You probably didn't see something there. Now, the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. Now see the next thing. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. That means there was little or no teaching. And there was no widespread revelation. You know widespread revelation? The old King James says open vision. There was little teaching and there was no guidance. Only one person heard me. There was little teaching and there was no guidance, no leading of the Spirit. In other words, if you want more leading of the Spirit, receive more teachings of God's Word. If your heart abounds in teachings, your life will abound in direction. Enemy, I don't want anybody to teach me. Jesus must come down and teach me by himself. If your heart abounds in teaching, your life will abound in direction. Listen, every time you need direction, open up yourself to sound teachings. And direction will show up. His teachings and his leadings are one and the same. Every time. Every time you need direction, open up yourself to sound teachings. We are privileged of God to have a sound teacher in this house as our pastor. Get his messages and listen anytime you need direction, and direction will show up.
Amen.
I've heard Creflo Dollar said this. Creflo Dollar is a protege to Kenneth Copeland. He said anytime he need major direction in ministry, he will get Kenneth Copeland's teachings, Kenneth Hagin's teachings, Oral Roberts, Jerry Sadler, Jesse Duplantis, Gloria Copeland, plus his own. Then he will pray in tongues and keep listening to them. Then direction shows up. There is no leading of the Spirit without the teachings of the Spirit. Please note it. Amen. Whatever he's teaching you, that's what he's telling you. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Well, I want to know the will of God concerning my marriage. God, talk to me about my marriage. Just open to Ephesians chapter 5. He will tell you, husband, love your wife. No, I want fresh inspiration. The word of God, all scriptures are given by inspiration. That means if I open the Bible, I will receive inspirations. The entrance of his word giveth light. Are you with me? The entrance of his word giveth light. What is light? Direction. Once his word comes into you, direction shows up. Did you get that? Good. Now, so let's read on. I was in verse 6. I want to say two things here and run away from this chapter. Two things. Then, the Lord called yet again. See, he called the first time. Samuel did not. He called yet again. Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here am I. You called me. You know, he even called three times. He did not hear. He called. You know, here. He called again. You know, understand. He called again. That means whatever God is communicating to you, he will keep saying it till you get it. Hi, one person heard me. Whatever direction the Spirit of God is bringing your way, he will keep saying it until you get it. I've had some people told me in the past, thank God the scripture speaks better, that if you miss the voice of God once, you have missed it forever. It's not true. Samuel missed the first time, God called again. Second time, he missed, he came again. Third time, he missed, he came again. The fourth time. That means our God is a God of many chances. So any direction you think you missed in the past, fear not, the word is coming again. Now, why will God keep calling the same person again and again? The person did not understand. He keep calling again and again. You want to know why? God is more committed to leading you by his Spirit than you are interested in being led. God is not trying to hide direction from you. He wants you to get it. And he wants you to get there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, now. Praise God. Now, let me ask a question. When God called, did Samuel hear? Did he understand? I try it again. Did he hear? Did he understand? You see, the most important thing about the leading of the Spirit, it's not about hearing a voice. It's understanding the meaning of the voice. It's not about hearing a voice. It's what? Understanding the meaning of the voice. Now, why was he not understanding? Dear God, you will catch this. Then we'll move together. Why was Samuel not understanding? Look at verse 7. Let's read verse 7 together. Beautiful. Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. Why didn't he know the voice of God. He didn't know the Lord. So you want to know, note this. Listen, to know his voice, you must know his person. Amen. To know his voice, you must know his person. I've had different people call me on phone, and I've had to say, sorry, who is speaking? I don't know who is speaking. Then the person will introduce himself. I am Zomo, son of Giwa. I'll say, okay, Zomo, son of Giwa. I say, yes. Pastor, you don't know me again. I say, I know you. But how come you didn't pick my voice? I say, maybe it's network. Do you understand? But then, no matter how poor the network is, if my wife calls with any line, I know the voice. Why? I know the person. If the voice of God seems confusing to you, sit down and know his person. So when people say God is leading them to do some funny things, you know their problem is they don't know the person of God. If the voice of God seems confusing to you, now I have touched one trouble. This is trouble. I hope you'll still be happy with me after I said this. Eli was a renowned prophet. God needed Samuel in the ministry. The easiest thing God would have done is give Eli, who knows the voice of God, the prophetic word to Samuel. But God insisted on talking to Samuel one to one. You know why? You don't want to know. Do you know why? Every believer desires direction. We desire divine direction. God desires our fellowship. So God hid direction in the place of fellowship. So that when you fellowship with him, you will have direction. Pastor Monday, come please. Don't you answer your husband's name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You believe me? You trust me? Have I lied to you before? How will you like it if your husband tells you that from today, he's still outside the country, isn't he? He said, from today, anytime you want to get any direction from me, meet Pastor Tende. I will tell Pastor Tende the message, he will tell you. I won't call you again. How will you like that?
I won't like it.
Why?
Because I expect him to talk to me directly.
But since I have not lied to you, I'm a man of God. Why won't you trust that everything I'm saying is what your husband is saying?
Because he's my husband. we are married.
Did you hear that? Now, listen. God using a prophet to give you direction is like your husband using another man to give you direction. Is it wrong? No, but it's not the best. It's not the best. He is my husband. She keep turning on. He is my husband. He is my husband. Do you realize we are called the bride of Jesus? He is your husband. He will talk to you directly. Can I tell you something else? As long as her husband chooses to communicate with her only through me, there will never be fruit of the womb. Why? Because I am only bringing direction and not fellowship. Fruitfulness is a product of fellowship. Direction without fellowship will leave you unproductive. Sorry, just one more before you sit down. Direction without fellowship will leave you what? Unproductive. So what happens? Fellowship gives birth to direction, sustains direction, and empowers direction to be fulfilled. So child of God, when you hear from God in His presence, you need to stay in His presence to get the empowerment for the word to come to pass. Fellowship. Say amen.
Amen.
Say louder amen.
Amen.
And I say it humorously, but yet it's true. That the currency we use to purchase direction is fellowship. The way you use Naira to buy Coke, Naira to buy meat pie. You want direction from God, you must present fellowship. Amen. Now, before she sits down, watch this. I need to explain this because what I said now, some people will say that means we don't need prophets again. No, sir. God gave us prophets. Let me show you the place of a prophet. On the other hand, if your husband tells you that today is Sunday, that on Tuesday morning, 10 a.m., I'm buying a duplex for you in Maitama.
Amen.
You just laugh over it. You say, amen, I believe I receive. You say, baby, see, stop this thing. They're serious. He talked for like 1 hour and he said, I beg, talk better thing. So as you drop your phone by evening, Reverend Tokula appears in your house. While you are still greeting him, 5 minutes after, Reverend Ada appears, Reverend Okpara appears, I appear, Colonel Moyo appear. And each one of them said, we came because your husband said to tell you on Tuesday he's buying a house for you in Maitama. He sent us as men of God so that you will know he's not joking. Will you doubt him again?
No, I will not.
When God gives you direction by inward witness and you are still doubting, He will send a prophet to confirm that word. Prophets are for confirmation and to get you established. But direction, you and God. Say an amen.
Amen.
So if all you want is a formula that will be given to you in 1 week, we may give you 50 formula on how to know the voice of God. Once you close the book, that's all. It is closed. All the formula is a guide to take you to the place of fellowship. It's in the place of fellowship we know His voice.
Amen.
Help me with a louder amen if you are here.
Amen.
Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. To know His voice, you have to know His person. And listen, to know His person, you must know His word. The word was not yet revealed, so He didn't know the person. So, oh God, I need direction, I need direction. He will send His servant to teach you His word. Through the teaching, you will know His person and you will find direction. Now, He did not know the voice of God. I want to do something here. Oh Lord, you are blessed this morning. No. Samuel had the voice, but he did not understand. See what happened next. Yes. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for you did call me. Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. What did he do? Therefore, Eli said to Samuel, go lie down. It shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down and did the same. Now, you know the Bible is written in summary. This one that he said that Eli says, speak, Lord, your servant heareth, does not mean every day you should lie down and say, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. You will end up saying, so I'm not a servant, I didn't hear anything. Speak, Lord, thy servant. He actually, Eli sat him down and taught him the voice of God. Then he got to understand. I am back to my protocol. Solomon, can I get a glass of water, please? Okay. Thank you. Solomon, I'm sweating. Can you help me clean? Thank you. This protocol is faithful. Clap for him as he sits down. You can keep it. Sit down. Have you resigned or you still want to attend to me? Okay, go to your seat. Go to your seat. Let's take the next one quickly. That's where we will connect now. Solomon. Amen. Solomon. Bill Pambi. Solomon. Bill Pambi. So she says she has money for you. Now, Solomon, did you hear the voice? Did he respond?
No.
Why?
No.
No understanding. I said, Solomon, come and receive money. So you like money? Okay, he has come. Amen. Solo has come. Now, before Solomon sit down, I want you to see something beautiful that God put in my heart to tell you. When I called him to serve, he willingly came. Water, clean your face. But when it was time to get his blood money, he did not come. Not because he didn't know, but because he did not understand. Your blood money is waiting for you to understand the voice of God. Is waiting somewhere just for you to understand the voice, you will take it. Amen. Sit down, please. Is waiting for you to understand the voice of God. And as you begin to understand today, hallelujah, things are turning around for your good. Are you hearing me? Oh, God said to me, this is what happened with many of my children. They get busy in service. They don't have problem with serving God. Tell them fast 50 days. They will do whatever they will do. But tell them, see your money there. I'm not going. Why? They lack understanding. God said to me, emphasize to them the importance of understanding my voice. Now, after he understood, see what happened now. Verse 10. Now the Lord came and stood and called as at other times. You have not missed the blood money. The voice of God is coming again. Ah, they didn't hear me. I said the voice is coming again. But this time around, he had understanding. Samuel answered, speak, for your servant hears. Verse 11. Let's read it in New Living Translation. Because he now understands the voice of God. Look at verse 11. Then the Lord said to Samuel, because you now understand, I am about to do a shocking thing. That means the moment you understand the voice of God, you are set for what? Shocking things. Hey. Somebody with this understanding will go back to work tomorrow and he will meet shocking things. The person is not here. Somebody will get to his business and he will meet shocking things. Brother, sobra, kele, brother, staga. These shocking things have been yours all along. It's just that you did not understand. But God sent me to bring understanding to you. You will turn to your family and you will see shocking things. You will turn to every aspect of your life. What will you see? Shocking things. Between you and the shocking things God has for you is simply what? Understanding. Shout an amen if you're with me. Sit down as I close. Ah, dear God, this thing is not leaving my heart in a hurry. You have wondered. You've had the word. What's our word again? Breakthrough? Mighty breakthrough? Mighty breakthroughs. And from January till 11, for some of us, it looked like mighty caging. The word has not expired. It was waiting for your understanding. As understanding comes now, between now and December, shocking things. Shocking things. Shocking things. Shocking things. You know the beautiful thing about the voice of God? Listen, you want to hear this. Hearing from God does not only take care of our future. It brings restoration of what we have lost in the past. When I hear something in my heart, I want to dance a little. I say, it doesn't only take care of our future. It restores some things you have lost in the past. This is what God said that made me dance right now. Some of us had childhood dreams. By 25, I should own 3 houses. Now 25, you are struggling with paying rent. Hear the word of the Lord with understanding. Restoration has come. Hey, 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 hey. Childhood dreams are finding fulfillment suddenly as understanding comes. Shocking things. Shocking things. The good thing about electric shock is that even the owner of the house, if he touches the naked wire, it will shock him. It's not only strangers. Do you understand? Now, this is what I'm telling you. The testimonies of your life will not only shock other listeners, shock you. Hey, I said they will shock you. Shocking things. In the morning, shocking things. In the evening, shocking things. In the name of Jesus. Please sit down as I close with this statement. You want to hear this. How many of us know, and I'm glad Reverend Tokula is here, he has taught us this so much, blood money, that there's money that comes through sweat. Is that not so? There is the one of stealing, there is blood money. Correct? And we are told blood money is in category. Depending on the degree of sacrifice. The man that brings goat will get better than the one that brings chicken. Blood. Superior sacrifice, isn't it? And the one that brings human being will get better than the one that brings goat. Then the one that brings God should get far better than the one that brings human. Why is it that unbelievers sacrificing animals and human beings seems to be having more money than we do? I will show you the missing link. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, maybe I should read that. I was trying to avoid reading because of time. Forgive me for 3 minutes. Next time I will do it again. Amen. Did you hear that? Yes. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Okay. Excuse me, I'll find my place. Verse 19. What I am saying that an idol is anything, or what is offered to idol is anything, rather, that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to who? Demons. Now, in place of idol, he now used demons, isn't it? What is offered to idol is offered to demons. So we can retain idol there. Now, who do unbelievers sacrifice to? Idols. Who do we sacrifice to? Good. You will get the message. Who do they sacrifice to? Who do we sacrifice to? Who is greater? So who should be having more? Why is it that seemingly they are having more than you do? Go to 1 Corinthians 12. Verse 1 and 2. Verse 2, let's just read verse 2. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren. Okay, verse 2. Now, read it with me slowly. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Did you get that? The unbelievers sacrifice, can point you and do that. They sacrifice to idols, but they don't stop there. They are led by the same idol. Believers sacrifice a superior sacrifice to God, and they fail to be led by God. Did you get that? Whoever you sacrifice to, you must be led by the same to maximize the sacrifice. Who do we sacrifice to? God. What is our sacrifice? God Himself. Then what must we do now? Be led by God to maximize the sacrifice. The link between your redemption, your sacrifice, and the full manifestation is the leading of the Spirit. I wish they had this. But thank God I have another session tomorrow. If you didn't hear what I've said, tomorrow God will help you. In other words, when a believer ignores the leading of the Spirit, he frustrates the sacrifice of Jesus. Did He pay for my wealth? Yes. How do I locate it? Be led by the Spirit. Did He pay for my health? Yes. How do I locate it? Be led by the Spirit. Did He pay for a successful life? Yes. How do I locate it? Be led by the Spirit. I thought I would get there today, but it's obvious not today. You want to hear this. We are redeemed to be led. He did not redeem us to leave us in the same place. He redeemed us to what? To lead us. He redeemed us to lead us. Say amen.
Amen.
Now you are really helping me preach today. I'm privileged to know you marry a very beautiful wife. When you pay the bride price, and they say the wife is yours, did you tell her, woman, pray and locate your husband's house and go there? Or you led her there? Oh yeah, come this way. You led her. Why didn't you leave her there? And say, I will disappear and hide somewhere. You have to locate me. I'm sure, I don't know if you did like I did. After payment, if she say, I'll meet you later, I say, bring your hand. Come here. You have to pay. Daddy say, Ogasolo, your wife will come tomorrow. For where? I'm leading her there. Jesus paid for you. He will take you by hand and lead you to destiny. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He will take you by hand and lead you to destiny. My God, if you are not blessed now, you are wicked. Listen. Why won't Uncle Solo leave her to struggle to locate her husband's house? If he leaves her there without leading her, he will frustrate his bride price. If God redeems you without leading you, He will frustrate the blood of Jesus. In conclusion, the leading of the Spirit is an honor to the shed blood of Jesus. Thank you. The leading of the Spirit is an honor to the shed blood of Jesus. That means every time God leads you by His Spirit, He's doing Himself a favor. He's honoring the blood of Jesus. He's honoring the sacrifice. But I will tell you the dangerous part. Every time you are led by the Spirit, you are worshiping God. It's an act of honor to the blood. Every time a believer is led by the Spirit, he's worshiping God. I leave you with a word this morning you should never forget. God paid the price so much in redemption to lead us. He is fully committed to leading you. Listen to this simple statement, never forget, yet is foundational in understanding spirit-led life. Always expect to be led by the Spirit. Expect to be led by the Spirit always. Why? You are redeemed. The redeemed are the led. We are redeemed. We are redeemed. Hallelujah. Every time a believer says, I am redeemed, he's saying, I have a right to be led by the Spirit. I am redeemed. I have a right to be led by the Spirit. I am redeemed. I have a right to be led by the Spirit. That tells me the leading of the Spirit is a redemption right, not a reward. Can you stand up and appreciate God wherever you are? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank God for direction. Just give Him thanks. And I will just do something now and sit down. Thank Him for direction. Oh, Father, we thank You. 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 Thank You for the leading of the Spirit. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Thank You. Thank You for the leading of the Spirit. Oh, fradiki shuparetitiki sipore digizai. Boba gidi bo sapratishi poretitiki di bo saparadidigi surovetitiya. Oh, thank You. Thank You. Mando ligisai. Imbrando shaparato tolobrodoshi gidi bo sasadi begedisai. Malevedoshtai. Oh, brandiki sukai. Marevedoshta pradiki di bo saparata telebredoshi di bego sasai. Memboresisi gidi brondoshta paradiandosi gea. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for direction. Hallelujah. Thank You for direction. Thank You for direction. Thank You for direction. Hallelujah. Please bow your head. Let me lead you to something. And I want you to listen to your heart right now. I will tell you something, then I want you to listen. The leading of the Spirit honors the sacrifice of Jesus. That means one way the Spirit leads us is through thoughts that honor the sacrifice of Jesus. Thoughts, not necessarily voice, a thought that honors the sacrifice of Jesus. For example, you just look at someone and a thought says to you, preach to him so that the blood of Jesus will not be wasted. That is the leading of the Spirit. You hear of a meeting coming up, a thought says, put your money there so that the gospel of Jesus, this sacrifice, will be testified. That is the leading of the Spirit. This morning, I'm sure, because God told me He'll be answering questions, I want you to look inside for a few minutes and just observe that thought rising in your heart, honoring the sacrifice of Jesus, making you to act like God. His direction. His direction that is coming your way. His direction. Oh, we thank You, Jesus. We thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Father. And I hear God will have me say this to you. I am committed to your destiny. I am committed to your success in this life. Just as I said to you in my word, I will not leave you as orphans. You are not helpless. I am committed to you. Do away with self-pity. See the spirit of grace. Because one who is led by the spirit is done with days of pitying himself. One who is led by the spirit is done with being a victim in life. See it, God, be assured. I will take you by the hand and lead you to the place called thee. It looks impossible to you because you do not know the way, but I do. And I assure you by my spirit, I will take you there. One day at a time. Be not troubled that you do not understand the full picture overnight. For it shall be here a little, and there a little. Here a little, and there a little. And then you will meet the Gosha, where the rivers are flowing like you desire. And you will find that the desires of your heart, yes, are not only met, but they are exceeded. Because there is a place called Deer that I have prepared for you. Attend to the leading of my spirit. You find yourself to that place. See at the spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Are you receiving that word? Lift your hand and give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please drop your hand. Drop your hand. Amen. Shut your eyes just a minute. I have a conviction. Someone needs this. This leading of the Spirit I'm telling you about is strictly for sons of God. Please, can we all rise? Just shut your eyes for 2 minutes. Let's honor God. Thank you. All its privileges is only for sons. If you are not born again, not yet, you're not a child of God, you cannot connect with these. But I can pray for you right now and you will be a part. Put up your right hand if you're in that shoe. Let me pray with you right now. Quickly. Put up your right hand. If you are raising it, put it above your head so I can see you wherever you are. Waiting for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Santa Livredishin Mogosai. Pelekizai. Fatetirian. Lekinimosapana. Redoshi de Bokosi Sekia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I believe we are all saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Put up your right hand, everybody. Let me say something now. Amen. In the name of Jesus, Father, I have taught like you sent me. And by the anointing of your spirit right now, I usher your people into shocking things. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In your hearings, as you are hearing, is fulfilled. Enter into shocking things. Leave the low places and enter into shocking things. In Jesus' name. Give God a shout if you receive that. Amen.
We know that you were richly blessed by the teaching you just heard. And we encourage you to give attention to every bit of it, because that brings you another step closer to amazing testimonies. For more life-changing messages like this one, visit www.christfamilyministries.org.